All right. We have Jay Blunk with us, who is he's a very important executive here at the Chicago Blackhawks. Jay,
why are you laughing?
I thought I knew you. Are you executive vice president or what? Which vice president?
Executive vice president.
Executive vice president of Chicago Blackhawks. Okay.
Very important guy.
I just want to make sure. I did that off the top of my head, Anna. That is how important
very smooth
it is. That I was able to get that right, because if he'll have me killed if I don't actually get it right. And we were just talking to Michael Zanian from Forbes. They did the story about NHL valuations this week, and Blackhawks coming in at number four. But the most impressive statistic is that since 2007, when Rocky Wirtz took over the team and then was able to bring John McDonough and you in from the Chicago Cubs organization, the value of the Chicago Blackhawks is up 417%, more than any other sports franchise in the same period of time in North America.
It seems crazy. Well, though we know what they've done.
Yeah, it's so right. You hit on something, and I think you've said it right off the top. You know, Rocky Wirtz, you know, should get and does get, and he refuses to take the credit, but he deserves the credit because, you know, it's just the opposite of what, you know, his father was probably able to do, and we have such respect for Rocky. And Rocky, you know, I think Rocky may be one of the best, if not the best owner in the NHL, certainly in professional sports, but he had the fortitude and to go out and say, who is the absolute best in the country, best in town, that can take this and will be doing the heavy lifting. There's a lot of heavy lifting to do here. He went and got John. And, you know, John McDonough and I have been together for 30 years. And, you know, it is hard to believe. I started when I was 12 with the Cubs.
Yeah.
But, you know, we laugh about those numbers because we can't believe it. And, Roe and I go way back. And, you know, it's been an unbelievable ride. But some of us, you know, we're still in an underdog mentality here. You know, we still think that way. And we're fortunate. And I give the players the credit because the players are not only great on the ice, they are great off the ice. And they're true to that. Mm-hmm. There's a certain cadence to this team where they feel an obligation to our fan base to come back because they feel like the fans have something to do with them winning here every night.
Well, you've got guys who've taken hometown deals here because they want to come back and they'll give you a hometown discount.
Absolutely. And the fan base, what you see here every night and when you walk around town, and these guys realize that. We walk into an arena on the road, and Ann and I were talking earlier, you see red jerseys everywhere. Word travels pretty quick. Guys like Brian Campbell will come back and take maybe half the money, maybe a third of the money he could have made because he wants to play here again. It's so special. But that starts at the very top with Rocky Wirtz and doing everything the right way and bringing in people like John McDonough, you know, and Stan Bowman and Al McIsaac and Chris Werner and Steve Wade. All these guys in the management team contribute to this. But when you go down to the locker room, you ask the team captain, who is now, you know, people used to pronounce his name Toes when we first got here, right?
That's true, yeah.
And so our media department would go on and say, no, you know, just make sure that, you know, it's Taves, not Toes. Uh-huh. Oh, we got it, Well, now he's, you know, he's a member of the Beatles, right?
Oh,
he's walking
gosh.
Around town.
Yeah.
He's the same guy. He understands that this is an obligation, you know, to go out and meet with the fans, do all the community stuff, and they get it. So we're lucky. We're working with hockey players. We're working with great people. And I think that is responsible for this. There's a real connection to the city of Chicago, the Midwest, and this particular team.
So, yeah, no question.
So we were at the saw each other at one of the Cubs games a couple of weeks ago, months ago now, right? Month ago. And it's hard to believe. November went so fast. But it is amazing to me. And as I saw you there, and I was thinking, because, you know, you and I met years and years ago when you were at that organization, I would see you there, and I had to stop, and I had to think, oh, my God, here we are, we're at a Cubs World Series, but your team has brought in three Stanley Cup championships to Chicago in that period of time. We were just hoping to get one World Series win at that point. And that night, John the Taves was at the ballpark, and they did the ceremonial play ball or whatever it was.
Right.
They've sold every one of those things. They've learned a little something from our beloved Blackhawks here that, the puck drop, let's sell that. We can sell almost anything. But they were doing that, and the ovation that crowd got, there's such a great symmetry, and there's such a great cousin kind of relationship between these two franchises.
Yeah, there's a real connection. There really is. You know, our partners in the Chicago Bulls and, of course, the Chicago White Sox, The ownership with Jerry Reinsdorf and his family have been just tremendous. They're great partners. They're great people. We meet, once a month with the joint venture here with the United Center, and the teams get together. But we see them quite a bit. We see them every day for lunch. They're great partners. And, John and I always have that special connection to the Cubs, and we're so proud of what they've done and their management team. And it is one of those moments where, you and I saw each other, and what really rounded that out was being with Grant DePorter that night. You forgot that.
That
Grant
helps.
Was there, yeah. And, of course, Grant.
Good night with Grant.
Grant had to capture that. It was online before I got back to my seat. But,
talk about marketing geniuses, right.
When you see something like that, and people say, well, does this somehow compete with the Blackhawks or any other sports team? Here's the way I look at it. I think we saw this with Michael Jordan. When something of that magnitude, a Cubs World Series victory happens, I think it creates sports fans in the corners of society that weren't there before. And we think that now they like that form of entertainment. They want something else. What else can I do now that the Cubs are done? I think we have a great option for them. So I think it's one of those things. It floats all the boats, and I think it just it helps drive ratings. It helps drive the conversation of sports. So I think it's good for all of us.
One of the things that's so great about the Forbes article, and it was so impressive, is that we know how great the Blackhawks are. We're engaged. We love you and them and everything you guys are doing. But to see 450% fan increase since 2007, huge increase among women fans of the sport,
yeah.
It's truly incredible to see those numbers. I mean, obviously winning helps, but to see that, I mean, it's almost like the challenge is where do you go from here? You've seen such success.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's a great point. Where do you go from here? I will tell you this. I want to make this point. We decided to make a partnership with WGN Radio all those years ago, mm-hmm. and this is a blowtorch. This is a powerhouse for our product, and not only when we're playing, when we're not playing, even more importantly. What you guys do for us every afternoon, reaching across the entire Midwest, and it drives ratings. It's an impact. Steve in the morning, of course, is a, mm-hmm. just a tremendous asset for us. So the relationship with WGN Radio, because WGN Radio is a huge part of the fabric of Chicago, and the fabric of history, and sports fans are used to listening to WGN Radio. That's been a great partnership for us, and I think it's as important as anything we've done. The way you've treated our players and our management and everything there. I will tell you this, that you'll see 18,000 to 21,000 here every night. 21,000, generally speaking. We've been sold out since 2007 for every game. We're so fortunate. But the brand Blackhawks is growing in leaps and bounds out there in cyberspace. We did something last year, and this is a credit to our fans and a credit to our players, actually, something called the What's Your Goal campaign,
mm-hmm.
and where people would send in their goals, and we'd fulfill a few of those. We had over 45 million video starts on those combined. So that's just in 1 year. So it tells you that there's something growing out there, and you see it sort of manifest itself in the streets of Chicago when we are fortunate enough to have a parade, right? You don't see
wow.
that, but when you walk yeah. in, you see as far as you can see.
Oh,
well, that's
beautiful
the only way
sight.
You can really measure it.
To me, still, as you are, lifelong Chicago sports fan, Soldier Field, that June afternoon in 2015, and Soldier Field is a sea of red.
Mm.
You walk into that building and you never think about red. You think about blue and orange, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe some other color for the college teams playing there. But and then to see that sea of red, and I thought, man, this town has really turned. This is really a different world. And you guys get so much of the credit, but you also found a way. You hit on something really important. You found a way to touch a younger generation and to touch people who are coming up. And now there's going to be a bunch of kids who are between the ages of, 10 and 30 now, who their whole lives are going to be hockey fans, Blackhawks fans, because of what they experienced. So when I was a kid, I experienced, I was born right after the championship, but just there still was Bobby Hull, Stan Mikita, right, and Tony Esposito, and those were guys that I grew up with. And so that made for me, it made me a hockey fan from being very, very young. And that's what you needed to do. There was that middle period here, the dark ages, if you will, mm-hmm. that were lost when – and you had great guy Tony Amonte, and you had some great Blackhawks players, right? Chelios, guys who were spectacular, but they just, because they weren't on local television. And I think the other big change here is the helmets, because these guys are better looking than they used to be, because they'd have a puck dent in the middle of their face. They are the best. I'm biased here, but I think they are the best athletes in terms of what, you know, what their skill set is, yeah, and the most conditioned athletes in all professional sports.
No question.
So that's and so when they go out, people go, oh my God.
Right. Well, yeah. You appreciate it when you get to see a game or you get engaged in the sport.
You do. There's a, it's interesting because it may have worked in some respects to our advantage because it was so dark, it was so gone. When we hit the big stage, when we exploded and these guys became the Beatles, you know, the younger generation said, that's my team. That's right. Not my father's team. Right. That's mine. I own it. It's hip to me.
Exactly.
And so it's like music, right? It's my music. And right. It was sort of that
exactly.
genre.
Because Grandpa liked King Kong Korab. That's why. Like, who? All right. Jay, thank you so much. And
Thanks,
you guys. It's always great to have you guys here.
Bro, thank you. And thank Anna, thank you guys. Thank everybody at WGN Radio. You couldn't be better partners. Thank
when
you.
When I saw you at the World – I just want to point this out. When I saw you at the World Series, Jay, what was I wearing? I just want to ask you that question.
You know what? You were wearing a Blackhawks item.
Yes,
I will say that. So thank you for your loyalty. Yeah. We appreciate it.
I'm at a Cubs event, and I'm wearing a Blackhawks item because I think that's – it's universal.
I see what you're doing
right.
there.
And also,
peace and unity throughout Chicago.
That's what I was trying to do.
Sending a message.
I'm flying our flag, which I think is an important flag to fly.